Celebrating Language this morning with my co-host George Stoffard. Favourite words, what are your favourite words in any language? Let us know, and the meaning. Heaps coming in. Let's go over some more, George.
Yeah, some crazy words, and I just hope that in good faith that these are clean words. We've got wakach, or actually I think it's supposed to be pronounced as wachach, which is an Uzbek word that is equal to wow in English. We've got a Sri Lankan word called ayubawan, not sure what that means. Azerbaijan, I mean, we're going global here. We've got Dogrodermu, which means really.
Okay,
and
great word.
Bazdia, which means enough. So some fabulous words coming in.
I'm sure Dan has one of my favourite words, and it's on my list here, so I can prove it. I wrote it down this morning along with Claptrap and Gladdrags, and that's Plimsoll. What a great word.
Plimsoll.
Sadly, not used anymore, although we used the word, didn't we, on Thursday when we were at Dubai Sports World.
Yeah.
You said you'd got your PE kit, and
yep.
I said, have you got your Plimsolls? It's a great word.
Yeah,
great word.
One of my favourite words is pamplemousse.
Oh, pamplemousse.
It's French for grapefruit.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Raison d'être in French, meaning reason for existence. That's from Rabab. That's his favourite word saying. Also, we have from Abu here, hazard, which is from playing dice in Arabic. Interesting. So the origins of words and where they come from. Also, the way we phrase and put our sentences together and tell stories. Now, Dimitri Martin is a writer, a comedian, and I had the pleasure of working with him some years ago when he won the Perrier Comedy Awards in Edinburgh, the Oscars of comedy there, and he's from the United States, and he arrived in Edinburgh. Nobody knew who he was, and he went straight in and beat hundreds and hundreds of comedians and won the award for his show, If I. Now, where this comes to play when it comes to language and words is that the whole show is a palindrome. The palindrome meaning that if you spell it backwards, it will say the same as spelling it forwards. So if I, forwards or backwards, is if I. The whole of his 60-minute show was a palindrome. Let's hear now from Dimitri Martin as we get a taste of his genius and where his obsession with words and puzzles come from.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks. The unexamined life is not worth living. Socrates said that over 2,000 years ago, and I agree with him. I would just add, man. The unexamined life is not worth living, man. Because that hits me here. But when you do examine life, can you go too far? How much is too much, man? That's the question I had to ask myself recently. Because in examining my life, I got carried away. You see, my passion is for something less tangible. I love figuring things out. The process of exploring a possibility to discover something new, that's my passion. That's a simple pleasure I've enjoyed since I was a kid. But recently, things got complicated. That's what I want to talk about tonight. This is a story about what happens when one man's obsessive analytical mind goes too far and turns on itself. My story starts with one little word, if, and one medium-sized person, I. If I, the statement. If implying possibility. I implying Dimitri. Because you see, it's in the if that I seem to have lost and then rediscovered the I. To put it another way, I figured, since I don't have a job or a girlfriend or much going on back in my flat, why not write an entire show about one word, if? But what does that word mean? Where does one find meaning in life? A dictionary. The Nerd's Bible. Hello, old friend. This dictionary is American, which means it's probably fat. Okay, let's look up the word. If has five meanings. These are the five chapters in my story tonight. Let's start at the beginning. If, meaning in the event that. Okay? A sample sentence always helps. Let's do one. If I eat another brownie, I will have explosive diarrhea. Or in my case, when I was a child, if I was uncomfortable or insecure, I would escape into my mind. You see, I believe that every person has a lens through which they see the world. Each of us in this room has a unique lens. And that lens determines the meaning of everything you encounter. People, places, experiences, even simple objects. For example, I have a bottle of here that you might find in a or the linen closet of a depressed housewife. But it's more than that, depending upon your lens. An artist might look at this and see something green that's lit from the front and the sides. An ad executive might look at it and see the centerpiece of a billboard. My point is, each lens is unique because it's derived from specific experience. I'm no exception. When I was a kid, I'd sit in class in school and I had trouble paying attention. My mind would wander, and I needed something to entertain myself, something to bring into class, to amuse myself, you know? Sneak in my own reading. But it was never anything cool, like a muscle flex. Or sophisticated, like jugs. No. You know what I snuck into class? Puzzle books. Like this. Mensa presents Mighty Mind Busters. Yeah, that's what I'm sneaking in. I'm hiding this behind my notebook. While other kids are daydreaming about pecs and in my head there was a very different sound.
If a crab and a half weigh a pound and a half, but the half crab weighs as much again as the whole crab, what do half the whole crab and the whole of the half crab weigh?
Yeah, baby. Hurts so good. I had a pile of these books, obnoxious titles, Games for the Super Intelligent, Brain Workout 4. I can't even remember all the titles. I think one of them was, I'm Smart, How Can I Prove It? 5. And I would toil over these problems. When I got one right, I would be like, yes, I am smart. These other idiots don't know how much the crabs weigh. But I do. Because I just spent Saturday working it out. I matter. See, that was a way to feel validated. As a kid, you have definite problems in front of you with definite answers in the back. You look it up, banana. Yeah, I'm right, definitely, cool. I'm better than I was this morning. I progress. Besides, I had a plan. 11 years old, I figured it out. Career, corporate lawyer. Done, check, what's for lunch? I just knew where I was headed. Class? Yeah, whatever, teacher. I got my little puzzles. I'm going to do my own thing. A cowboy of academics on the edge. Besides, look, other things may have contributed. I wasn't athletic. I was on the church basketball team. But that was because I was Greek and had legs. And ladies, the chicks didn't get what I was about, despite my performance on the math team. Ladies, that's cool squared. Sounds even worse now. Whatever the reason, I spent a lot of time as a kid doing these puzzle books. And it came to shape the way I see the world. So now as an adult, I see the world in those terms. Even when I walk down the street, things look a little different. The signs, the letters dance around. It's like it becomes a little puzzle for me. So say mobile, the gas station, becomes limbo. Starbucks becomes Rack's Bust. Carphone Warehouse. Ah, one sour crap. Wee. And when I meet somebody, if I meet you for the first time, you tell me your name, I spell it, immediately expelled in the air. And then I try to rearrange the letters, see if I can get something out of it. Say I meet a girl. Denise Houston. Good to meet you. Dimitri. Denise, how do you spell your name? That's what I thought. Denise, are you aware that the letters in your name also spell... She not snide? Ow! Not the coolest way to meet a lady, which unfortunately usually makes Dimitri Martin mired trite man. And I get frustrated. And I just want to say, darn it, merit me. It's cool though. I know that someday I'll meet the right lady. I'll rearrange the letters in her name, and it will make Trim TNA ride me. But I digress. I just feel like there's a parallel world right in front of us that's revealed with a small shift in perspective. Like sometimes when I look at a donut, it looks like a zero. It's like it's saying, this is how many of me you should eat. But then other times I see a bunch of donuts in a row, and it looks like it says, ooh, eat all of us. Then I do, and there's one left, and it says, oh. Not cool, fatty.